Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Good evening and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me just give you a little insight about me. I've been on AM 1160 for about 13 years. And I'll tell you right at the end on how to get in touch with me if you need me for anything. But mostly, as you'll see through when I give you that information, you'll see it's a lot of it's incorporated around the 1160 piece. So like my emails, my website, my phone number, things like that. So thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get briefly jump back to where we left off yesterday. We were talking about government guaranteed or government backed mortgages. And I ended up with, you know, ending things up with FHA, but I did say I would speak about VA. So VA loans are for veterans. I actually just printed out a sheet that'll give you who is eligible for a VA loan. So let me, I'm going to read this right off of a sheet because I want to get this information out to you so you know, hopefully you fit one of these that you might not have realized, you know what? I think I do qualify for a VA loan. I won't take the assumption that you know this, but the VA's loans or mortgages are phenomenal. You can purchase or refinance your home at 100% of the home's value. So let's say you want to buy a house. I mean, the math is simple behind that, but let's just go through it. You want to buy a home, 100% financing. So you don't have to put down anything. You buy a $100,000 home, you have no down payment. So the biggest piece of this is there's no what they call PMI. PMI is a mortgage insurance premium that applies to loans when you normally do not put down 20% down on the home. So meaning you can finance 80% of the home's value. So VA does not have any monthly PMI. That could possibly save you $100 to $200 a month. That's huge. So let me read over what qualifies a person for a VA loan. Let's see. For a VA home loan purposes, a veteran is a person who has served on the active duty in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or Coast Guard, and who was discharged or released from active duty under conditions other than dishonorable. In general, the following criteria apply. The minimum served requirement during wartime is 90 days of active duty. The minimum service required for a peacetime period is 181 days of continuous active duty. The veteran must have been discharged or released from active duty under other than dishonorable conditions. Veterans who served less than their minimum required period may be eligible if discharged because of service-connected disabilities. And I'm going to recap. I'm going to go back to some disabilities here in a second because there's some extra benefits. God bless you if you did get hurt or injured in war. There are some benefits for you even in the mortgage side of things. Members of the Reserve or National Guard who are not eligible for loan guarantee benefits are eligible upon completion of 6 years of service in the selected service reserve. Or upon discharge from the reserves of the National Guard because of service-connected disabilities before completing 6 years. The unmarried surviving spouse of an eligible service member who died as a result of services connected injuries may also be eligible. So those are people eligible for a VA loan. So now let's say you said, okay, Dan, I fit one of those. Awesome. How do I qualify, or what are the qualifications? So I'm going to go back and recap some of the things because they're very similar to the FHA guidelines that we went over yesterday. So minimum credit score is 580. there are exceptions that you can get down to 550. So if we have, you know, if you want to contact me, we pull your credit and it's a 570, I'm still going to try. I flip over every rock I can to see how I can help you. So that's your credit scores. You need to have some substance of credit. If you don't have any credit, so a lot of times people call and say, Dan, I don't have a credit score. Well, it's kind of odd that somebody doesn't have a credit score. So, you know, many times that person will say, I have no credit, never had any credit, you know, and this and that. So then we'll pull the credit and I'll be darned, there's credit there. There's some medical collections, there's this, there's that. In most cases, it's bad. But if you truly don't have any credit, so there's no credit score, there's nothing there, you can still get help. Okay. I'm going to go over bankruptcies, foreclosures. Those are also minimalized, meaning you could be 2 years out of a bankruptcy as well as 2 years out of a foreclosure. Okay. So let's recap things. You can have a 580 credit score, 2 years out of bankruptcy, 2 years out of foreclosure. You can get 100% financing to buy or refinance a home. And that refinance, you can pull out cash to pay off credit cards, car loans, student loans, anything you want. You can pull out cash just to, you know, fix up the house to do some things that you want. Right now, we hit the bottom in home prices probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Now values are starting to go up. So if you took out a VA loan, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you probably have equity in your home if you're looking to do some things. Especially the one thing is, a lot of times people say, well, I don't, you know, I have this, you know, these credit cards. I have $20,000, $30,000 in credit cards, but I heard, you know, from some financial advisors or this and that, it's not a good idea to take a mortgage out to pay off credit cards. Well, do the math. So let's do it this way. I'm not looking to put you into more debt. I'm looking at how can you be a better steward of your monies? So we narrow it down. You have a $100,000 mortgage. You have $30,000 in credit cards. Those credit cards are tiered at one is an 18% interest rate. One's at 21. One's at 23. And one's at 28. You can get on a mortgage. You can get, and I'm just throwing this number out there. So it'll be in, I'll give you a range. You're going to get between a 4% and a 6% interest rate, probably in the middle there somewhere. What is better for you? Would you rather pay interest at an 18% rate, a 21% rate, up to 28%? Or would you rather pay an interest rate of 4, maybe 5, maybe 6? Also, let's throw another piece in this. The interest that you pay on the mortgage is tax deductible. So let's say, and it depends on the loan amount, but let's say you're paying a 5% interest rate on your mortgage. After you write off all of the interest that's paid on that mortgage, let's say your effective rate is 4.3. Even better. So now, do we pay off a credit card at 21% with a 4.3% loan? Makes sense. So then you're going to say, well, Dan, I'm throwing that in there, but now I'm going to pay on it for 30 years. No, let's not do it that way. Let's do it this way. Your house payment is $1,000. Your credit card bills of the $30,000, you're paying, and hopefully you're not just paying minimally a month, but let's say you're just paying a minimum a month of, you have four cards, and each one of those is $200. I'm just throwing a number out there. So we got four cards at $200 a piece, that's $800. So your mortgage payment is $1,000. Your credit cards are $800 a month on a $30,000 in balances. So that means your monthly expenditures on that is $1,800. Well, how about if we refinanced your mortgage and we put it on you have now 22 years remaining. Wonder if we looked at some numbers and said, okay, you're paying $1,800 a month. How much can we do, or how, if we back in the numbers, what time frame would you be able to, if you continue to pay $1,800 a month, could you pay off your house? You might be surprised. You might be able to pay it off in 15 years. Well, if you're making the minimum monthly payments on your credit cards, you're probably going to be in that for 12 to 15, 18 years anyways. So now we just converted all this debt into one piece, we're spending the same amount of money each month, but we're getting you out of debt potentially 6 years early. So those are things you can do. Or we go back and put you on a 30-year term. It frees up, you know, might free you up $600-$700 a month. Well, you got into the $30,000 in debt anyways. How? Because you didn't, your income isn't enough to support your lifestyle. So now if we go to a 30-year term, we just freed up $600 a month, put some in every month, put some in reserve, and then let's say, you know, put $300 a month in reserve and send in an extra $300 on that payment. Now you might drop that 30-year payment down to a 23-year payment. So we can restructure these things. So that's the benefit of a lot of this. So I didn't mean to go off on a tangent about that. But that's, you know, during the show, what I'm going to try to teach you is I'm going to give you all the ins and outs of mortgages. But let's also think of some financial counseling involved in this to give you, you know, hopefully I can help you become a good steward of your money. So back to VA loans. If you have a VA loan and you took it out years ago, it is also easy to refinance. So you're saying, Dan, I don't want to pull out any money. My rate's 6.5%. What can I do today? Again, a VA loan it's called to refinance it easily without an appraisal, income, without a lot of stuff, is called an IRL. Basically, we just take your current mortgage, we flip it into today's rates, rewrite the loan for you, and you're good to go. So thank you so much for listening to this section. When you come back, we're going to go over the new subprime programs. Don't turn off your dial, because this might fit if you're a business yourself, you're an investor, have a lot of rental properties, you just had some, you know, glitches on your credit. These are going to be areas where it might be very helpful to you. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and thank you for coming back. What we're going to talk about now is, I guess I'll reference it as the new subprime. Please don't turn off the dial. There is reasons why these programs can help many, many, many people out there. So let me go back for a second, and let's talk about subprime for a minute, and I'm not going to waste a lot of your time on this, but let me tell you what happened in the past. Again, my name is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. You hear me every day on AM 1160, commercials, things like that. I'm also live with Mark Elfstrom every day at 5:20 p.m., so tune in. It's basically a two-minute conversation with Mark that he asked me a question that he might hear from listeners and things like that, and I answer. So let's go back to subprime loans. Yes, they were a huge piece of the puzzle that crashed the economy. I won't go through how, why, and where it all happened, but basically subprime was created to help a lot of people, and it was with good intent. It was either you took out a conventional or a standard mortgage at 20% down, you know, with all these restricted guidelines, or you're stuck. There was nothing. Or you could go to a high finance company or a, you know, basically a money shark and get monies at whatever terms they wanted to give you. So thus the creation of subprime mortgages. They were saying, you know, and they were intended for good purposes. They were like, you have to have good credit, but there was just reasons why you fell outside the box. Then what happened is it just got crazy. And then, you know, the government comes out and says, you know, because the economy's cooking along, everybody needs to own a home. Well, everybody, I hate to say it, but everybody doesn't need to own a home. Thus creating, and the greed of a lot of people that created some of these vehicles, it started to get really out of whack. Basically, the joke in the industry was, well, if you have a heartbeat, you can get a loan. Because there was these qualifications that, if you had a 580 credit score and some equity in your home, you could suck out that equity. Basically, if you didn't have a job, well, you know, you would just state on the application how much money that person possibly made. So you could say, I get Social Security and I make $10,000 a month. It went through. I lived it. I saw it. So that was, you know, the creation of this then went south and then everything blew up. So now, with the economy stabilizing, home value stabilizing, things kind of getting back on track, there's still a cluster of a group of people. They're having a tough time getting financing. And a lot of that is because of, you know, a lot of the tax laws. You can write off things. You can depreciate things. You can, you know, you're writing off interest. You're writing off depreciation. You're writing off cost of goods sold. You're writing off, you know, insurances, payroll, cars, cell phones, this and that. So you're taking advantage of the tax laws. However, when you go to apply for a loan, they look at, well, your gross income was, you know, $500,000, and your net, you brought home $8,000. Thus, the creation of some of these programs. Now what they're called, instead of being called subprime, they're called non-QM, non-qualified mortgages. And I won't go over that, the reasoning behind that. You might want to Google it, just non-QMs. So here's the programs that are coming out. They're coming out slowly, but I feel in this case, there's a lot of, there's good intention here. They've kind of raised the bar in a lot of areas. They did their due diligence. They don't want a repeat of what happened, you know, 10, 12 years ago. Do I feel it's going to happen again? Probably. Unfortunately, greed doesn't learn from the past. So, you know, it is what it is. But let's go through some of the programs that you that could possibly qualify you for if, you know, kind of programs outside the box. And here's what I mean. There are bank statement programs. And so what this is usually intended for are people that are self-employed. You might not be self-employed or, for example, Uber driver. There's a lot of Uber drivers. There's a lot of clients that call me that, you know, they do side jobs, things like that. Should they, you know, write that, put that income on their tax returns? Yeah, maybe they do. But maybe they write off so much stuff that, again, they made $500,000, but then it netted them $8,000. So thus created the bank statement program. So we get business bank statements. You can, in some situations, get personal bank statements. The credit scores, though, and I'll go through those with you here in a second. Credit scores start at a minimum of 580. Okay, but there's a lot of restrictions to that. It's 24 months of bank statements. So what happens is your deposits get averaged, and then for all that time period, but some out of the ordinary deposits get taken out. So like if you get a tax refund, that gets taken out. If you return an item that you purchased, that gets taken out. That's not income. So they really kind of wash through your bank statements to get things that were income, and that thus creates 24 months bank statements. We add up all the deposits for 24 months divided by 24. Thus, that's your income. Then it boosts up to a 660 credit score. That will give you a higher loan to value. Let me backtrack for a second. That 580 credit score with 24 months bank statements, you can go up to 85% of the home's value to purchase or refinance. Okay, at 580. At a 660 credit report or credit score, I'm sorry, you can go same 24 months, but you can go to 90% to buy or refinance your home. Now we're getting, let's get up to higher credit tiers. 680 credit tier, you can go to an 80% loan to value with 12 months of bank statements. So you're going to say, well, Dan, at 580, I can go 85. Yeah, that's using 24 months. Let's say last year, income wasn't as good as this year. So now we switch it and we say, okay, well, your credit score is phenomenal, but last year kind of killed you. You started a business 2-3 years ago. It's now taking off. So now we can use 12 months bank statements. If you have a 700 credit score, you can go even higher than that. So those are areas for bank statements. Here's the program that I really like for consumers, but I hope it doesn't get overblown. There is an investor program. So if you have a rental property and you wash out, meaning you deduct a ton of things from your income. So basically that rental property is crushing you because you had a fire last year, the taxes are high, things like that. You could qualify with a rental analysis. So there's two things involved in this. let me say, go back to here's how you qualify. With a 620 credit score, as long as the property supports itself, meaning the rents support the mortgage payment, you would qualify. So you're going to say, well, you know, that's an easy fix. I'll just rewrite my leases. No, it doesn't work that way. What happens is we get your leases, and then when the appraisal is done, the appraiser does a rental analysis and gives us the rents for your units by asking you and the tenants, and then also does a market analysis to make sure that supports what you're stating. So if it doesn't support, they're going to use the lower of that value. So you can go with a 620 credit score. You can go up to 80% of the home's value to purchase or refinance. Awesome. This should help. This program should help a ton of investors either buy properties or refinance those properties to get better terms. Because a lot of times you might have took out basically a land shark loan, and you know, it might be really bad terms, and you can refinance it with this. Or it can help you add to your portfolio of rental properties. And then there are programs that allow you to get a mortgage for one day out of foreclosure, one day out of bankruptcy, some credit lates. But they basically, there's a lot behind that. The loan to value gets reduced dramatically, but it's helping people. Let's say you owe $50,000 on a $200,000 home, and you need some money, and you have a 550 credit score. There's no program really out there a lot of times to help you. This program might help you patch up everything and get back on track. And then a year or two later, I call them the Band-Aid loans. We put the Band-Aid on it, let it heal for a year or so, and then go back in and restructure that into a much better loan. So, like I end every other show, I'm going to talk to you about creditscoresandmore.com. It's a website that's people can use basically to do it yourself, get your credit scores, get credit monitoring, get credit advice. Step one will give you a free credit system. I highly urge everybody to do that. Step two is, let's go over this section, and every day I'm going to pick a little section in there to talk about. Step two, is getting, I reference it, is your true credit scores. What's your true credit score? Well, it's not Credit Karma. It's not a lot of those credit scores out there. Those are what they call Vantage scores. They're basically educational scores. Your true credit score will actually pull your scores from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian and actually give you the real scores, the actual scores that your lenders will use. And what I mean by lenders or your creditors or so forth is your mortgage company, if you're trying to refinance, your insurance, and your insurance companies pull this. And the better your credit, the better your premiums. Car loans, credit cards. So I urge you to go to creditscoresandmore.com. Check it out. Also, I want to thank you so much for listening. You can reach me. I'm Dan Frio, 630-338-1160. Please check me out on the web. It's 1160-1160-mortgage.com. Also, check me out on YouTube. So just Google Dan Frio, and you'll find me all over the web. Thank you again so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful evening. God bless. Please come back tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.